Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood. Last night I could not sleep. I was agitated because when updating my computer, it seems to have created a new protocol for accessing my photos in cloud storage, and I was becoming frustrated. I don't know if there's anybody listening to me now who's ever become frustrated with updates to your computer. So doing what maybe you have done at one point or another, I Googled the name of a fellow I met when I was 17 years old on the first day of my first year orientation at Boston University. His name was Jimmy Warren. For the first 2 years, Jimmy and I had fun. My first year, I lived on campus. The second year, I lived in an apartment in Roxbury, but spent 2 to 3 weekends each month flying home to perform with a band in Detroit. I played trombone with the band. The third year, I transferred back to Wayne State University, much to the chagrin of my mother, and I lost track of Jimmy. The first week of orientation, he and I got together with another guy, Bruce Brock, who went by the name Sweetwater. The three of us climbed a fence that separated the university from the ghetto and looking to play pickup basketball. We were doing pretty well when Bruce, who was tall and eventually played on the school basketball team, said time to go. Actually, Jimmy played on the basketball team too. It confused me because I thought we were doing pretty well. The next thing I knew, Bruce, Jimmy, and I were being chased by a bunch of guys and barely made it back to the university for safety. Jimmy and I went to church a couple of times on Sundays. And my second year, when I went off the dining hall meal plan, he would sometimes sneak me into his dorm, sometimes to eat. And once when passing through Boston, Denise and I stopped by his apartment, and that was the last time I saw Jimmy or talked with him. That was about 50 years ago. I haven't seen Jimmy Warren for over 50 years. With modern Google searches, every now and then, I would try to find him, but I never had any luck. The thought began to creep into my mind that maybe he was dead. Rolling over in bed, Denise asked, had I searched for obituaries or death notices in his name? Sure enough, I found him. I'm still creeped out and feeling a little bad because I learned Jimmy died last year. But 50 years? That's a long time. But, you know, friendship is a two-way street. On the one hand, you know, I was doing Google searches of him, but I wonder if he searched for me. But even so, I still feel creeped out and empty. I learned Jimmy had a 30-year career as a school teacher. I thought he was going into real estate. But he taught for 30 years. He also suffered a long-term illness. So when I put those two numbers together, a 30-year career, and he and I have been out of school about, I've been out of school, undergrad and grad, for 45 years. I guess maybe that adds up. Maybe he taught for 30 years. Maybe he was sick for 15. On my blog site at NicholasHood3rdMinistries.com, I included a photo from his youth when we met and a more mature photo prior to his death. Not to be outdone, Denise said she was going to Google one of my classmates from the Divinity School at Yale, who encouraged us to date. Actually, Denise and I had already met. The first day of school, you may have read my blog about that, but the first day of school, second hour, when I was in Divinity School, I walked downtown in New Haven, Connecticut to buy sheets. And she was there buying sheets, too. And when I looked at her buying sheets, and I thought about me buying sheets, I said to myself, look what the Lord has brought me. I had already met Denise. Her roommate was somebody that I knew from Detroit. Her grandfather, the grandfather of the roommate, was actually the church treasurer of my church in Detroit, even though she lived in Cambridge. But George Cates and his friend, that's who Denise wanted to Google, George Cates. I had already met Denise, but George Cates and his friend Joe Stevens kept hounding me about meeting Denise. I found out later they were hounding her as well. The three of them, Denise, George, and Joe, were founders of the Black Church at Yale. In my second and third years at Yale in the Divinity School, I served as pastor of the Black Church at Yale and the director of the Yale Gospel Choir. Imagine that. I would direct the choir, take up the offering, and then turn around and get behind the little bitty podium, and I'd preach a sermon. And then I come back and direct a choir again, and I had a ball doing that. I think I would have gotten together with Denise anyway, but Joe and George wanted to make sure. So the same thing happened last night. Just as I learned that my friend from undergrad, Jimmy Warren, died, we learned that George Cates had also died. We learned that George had served, I knew he had served in the Army, but we knew that George had served as a pastor of a church in Los Angeles, California. In the Army, he served during the Vietnam War as a medic and eventually, and a conscientious objector, he became a minister. Like Jimmy, I have not seen George since I graduated and went about my life and my work. I'm sharing this thought with you because it's so important to keep in touch with people we care about. I wish that the people we care about would care enough about us where they would seek us out too. But at some point in life, somebody has to take the initiative. And I feel a little bad about that. I feel a little creeped out that the guy I was searching for several years online had a whole nother life, something I knew nothing about, and died a year ago. And so that's the word I leave you today. I don't know, maybe there's somebody listening to this who, like me, has been searching for somebody online and you just can't find them and you don't know where to find them. It's a little creepy to think that a person you want to see, want to hear from, you're thinking about may already be dead. So that's my word that I share with you today. And I think on that note, I probably ought to end with a prayer. Let us pray. God Almighty, I pray today for friendship. I thank you for friendship. I thank you for the experiences that bind us together with other people. And I pray through life that we might learn how to cultivate friendship, how to build upon friendship, how to reach out in friendship, how to sustain ourselves in friendship and be true friends. Friends who are together not just in youth, but also in our old age. Bless us this day, Lord Jesus, with friends. God bless, God keep you. This is Pastor Nick Hood, and I am praying for you.